Audio presents Necessary Lies by Diane Chamberlain. Read by Allison Elliott. For the women and men who had no choice. June 22nd, 2011. Chapter 1. Brenna. It was an odd request, visit a stranger's house and peer inside a closet, and as I drove through the neighborhood searching for the address, I felt my anxiety mounting. There it was, number 247. I hadn't expected the house to be so large. It stood apart from its neighbors on the gently winding road, flanked on either side by huge magnolia trees, tall oaks, and crepe myrtle. It was painted a soft, buttery yellow with white trim, and everything about it looked crisp and clean in the early morning sun. Every house I'd passed, although different in architecture, had the same stately yet inviting look. I didn't know Raleigh well at all, but this had to be one of the most beautiful old neighborhoods in the city. I parked close to the curb and headed up the walk. Potted plants lined either side of the broad steps that led up to the wraparound porch. I glanced at my watch. I had an hour before I needed to be back at the hotel.